House Speaker Paul Ryan of Janesville has been spending the summer fending off a challenge from a political newcomer in tomorrow's primary election. Ryan has held Wisconsin's first district congressional seat since 1999 and has never had a problem getting reelected. But this year, outside money's pouring in for Ryan's opponent, Paul Nealon, a business executive from Delavan. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, while Nealon is viewed as a long shot, Ryan isn't taking anything for granted.
Paul Nealon announced his bid for the congressional seat earlier this year to little fanfare. But the race heated up in the past week when GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump initially refused to endorse Ryan. Nealon seized the opportunity and attacked Ryan on Fox News, criticizing his support of the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Paul Ryan's negotiated the worst trade deal in our lifetime. It gives up U.S. sovereignty. It gives our jobs away. And people are tired of this soulless globalist agenda of sucking America dry and sending our jobs overseas.
Nealon also implied that Ryan is soft on immigration and called him the most open border member of Congress. Ryan dismissed Nealon's comments on a radio show in Green Bay.
So for the record, no, I am not for open borders. Make that pretty. Actually, we added 1,000 more Border Patrol agents to the appropriations bill for the Border Patrol just last year in December. Not to mention the fact that I've voted for the fence and everything else.
Both candidates have been airing TV ads, with Ryan reportedly spending $600,000 on them in the past month. Nealon is getting much of his money from out-of-state contributors. And some high-profile surrogates have been helping Nealon campaign, including conservative political commentator Ann Coulter. She spoke at a rally for Nealon in Kenosha over the weekend, blasting Ryan for his position on trade.
But when these plutocrat Paul Ryan Republicans win, you don't win.
No,
your kids are boxed out of college. Your job is outsourced. Your job is taken by a cheaper foreign replacement.
At the same time, Wisconsin politicians have jumped to Ryan's defense, including Senator Ron Johnson. He campaigned with Ryan on Friday.
So he's a person of integrity, ideas, intelligence, and courage. And that's exactly what we need in terms of political leadership. People who willing to tell the American people the truth. So I'm a big supporter of Paul Ryan.
UW-Milwaukee Professor Mordecai Lee doesn't think Ryan is in jeopardy of losing his seat. He says Ryan continues to enjoy favorite son status in his hometown.
We're all familiar with the phenomenon of an incumbent who sort of stayed too long, a member of Congress who lives full-time in Washington, who's not very visible in the district in terms of public appearances or media relations. And that does not describe Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan is a member of the Tuesday Thursday Club. He lives in his district. He's there every weekend. He's got plenty of money. He's not taking anything for granted. I can't imagine that he's in trouble.
Lee notes that a couple of polls show Ryan way ahead, garnering at least 70% of the vote. If Ryan gets past the primary, he'll certainly face a Democrat in November, as two are on the ballot in Tuesday's election. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.